This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Well, today is tame weather-wise compared to what it's about to do as we get into Tuesday night and on into Wednesday. AccuWeather meteorologist Carl Erickson in the Weather Center tracking some crazy weather headed our way about midweek. Carl, did you say?
That's right, Larry. A big storm heading our way. On the rainy side, though, no snow or ice in this storm coming our way. In the meantime, this rain falling right now, that'll end here in the next couple of hours. A brief break tomorrow, but it's later tomorrow night into Wednesday when that more substantial storm comes our way, bringing with it increasing winds. Also, a heavy soaking rain expected. Could even be some thunderstorms with it as well. Anywhere from 1 to 2 inches of rain that can lead to some localized flooding, especially those poor drainage low-lying areas. But along with the rain, also we're very concerned about the increase in the wind during the day on Wednesday, which may gust as high as 40 to 50 miles per hour in the city, up to 60 miles per hour on Long Island. That can lead to downed tree limbs and power outages throughout the day as well. And then behind that, as we dry things out, a turn to sharply colder weather. We're back into the 30s for temperatures on Thursday. Larry?
Okay, thank you, Carl. After about a week of searching, the NYPD at least thinks they got their man, the guy suspected of gunning down a health insurance executive in the city last week, labeled a strong person of interest and being held in Pennsylvania. Is this the end of that area-wide manhunt? 10 Winds reporter Marla Diamond on the case for us today.
Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch said 26-year-old Luigi Mangione was eating in a McDonald's where an employee recognized him from surveillance photos.
Responding officers questioned the suspect, who was acting suspiciously and was carrying multiple fraudulent IDs as well as a U.S. passport. Upon further investigation, officers recovered a firearm on his person as well as a suppressor, both consistent with the weapon used in the murder.
Also found a 3-page manifesto that Chief of Detectives Joe Kenny said is in the hands of Altoona Police.
But just from briefly speaking with them, we don't think that there's any specific threats to other people mentioned in that document, but it does seem that he has some ill will toward corporate America.
Mangione graduated valedictorian from a private all-boys school in Baltimore and in 2020 received an engineering degree from the University of Pennsylvania. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
And again, NYPD detectives, investigators are headed to that little town in Pennsylvania to get more from this person who is a person of interest. Back here, the jury comes in on the lesser count in the fatal chokehold trial of Daniel Penny. Didn't take him long to render a verdict after manslaughter charges were dropped last week. Juliet Papa was at the courthouse this morning when that verdict was read.
The jury took less than 2 hours to acquit Daniel Penny of criminally negligent homicide in the chokehold death of Jordan Neely.
Last week, the jury was, they couldn't decide on the top charge, but they come back this week and they give up on us.
That's Neely family attorney Dante Mills, noting the panel's deadlock last week on the top count, manslaughter in the second degree. The judge dismissed that count, allowing the 7 women and 5 men to move forward.
It hurts. Really, really hurts.
That's Neely's father, Andre Zachary, who yelled after the verdict and was ejected from the courtroom. Penny and his attorneys were hustled out a side door after bursting into applause. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, lawyers for Penny expressing concerns with the judge that people outside chanting and calling for a guilty verdict could influence jurors, but as it turns out, that didn't happen. Meantime, reaction outside the courthouse.
The news of Daniel Penny's not guilty verdict has everyone outside of the courthouse speaking up.
If he would have probably let go of that man, he probably would have hurt more people. You know, you can't lock somebody up for that. He's a hero.
I think he was a good Samaritan. He was able to step in and save people from a threatening situation.
I deal with crazy people all the time, but you're able to subdue someone and not kill someone, you should be in jail.
What? It don't make no sense.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg says he respects their verdict. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, outside of Manhattan Criminal Court.
Jordan Neely's father had already indicated last week that he has filed a civil action. Well, new legal action surrounding efforts to stop solitary confinement at the city's jails. About a year ago, the city council approved a law banning the practice, arguing it amounted to torture. Mayor Adams vetoed that, but the city council overrode his veto. And just the day before the solitary confinement ban was set to go in July, the mayor declared a state of emergency and issued an order blocking any key parts of the law. Here's the mayor today.
It would be played out in courts. We just have a difference of opinion here. First of all, we don't have a solitary confinement, you know, and I don't know why they keep saying that. We don't have a solitary confinement.
Now, the city council and the public advocate have just filed a joint lawsuit now to invalidate the mayor's order. They claim it was an abuse of his emergency declaration. Power, that is, and sets a dangerous precedent for mayors unhappy with the outcome of policy debate. If you got a red light ticket on Long Island, you had to shell out $150, but only $50 was for the fine. The rest went to a fee that has recently been found to be both excessive and illegal. So does that mean you'll be getting a refund?
Drivers have a lot to say about the administrative fee.
It's just a tack-on fee. It's not fair in any way. You do something wrong, you pay your fine. That's it. But you don't pay an extra fine.
$100. Come on.
Some Nassau County legislators say the fee should be returned to the drivers who paid the total around $400 million. Legislator Seth Koslow wants a fund to be established and the money returned immediately.
Where did this money go? We still see potholes everywhere. We still have traffic issues. Where did this money go over the last decade?
The county executive did not comment about whether the fee should be returned, but said the minority leader wanted to increase the fee years ago and now wants to return it. She says that's a lie. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mineola, Long Island.
If you recently played Powerball in Flushing, Queens, we got a quarter of a billion reasons for you to check your ticket tonight.
They don't know who the winner is yet here at the Hua Leon Supermarket on Parsons Boulevard, but it's the talk of the store, says manager Jenny Fang.
In the morning, before I step in that supermarket, my neighbor told me, you guys are on news already. I say, let's check out. That surprised me.
It's the first Powerball win in New York State in 4 years. Ruben Vasquez came from the Bronx just to buy a ticket here, hoping a little luck would rub off.
You never know where your luck is going to be. So wow. I want to find out if my luck is over here, too.
The lump sum on this Powerball win will get you $123.5 million. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Flushing.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.